Sunday she was sick. Was sick.
Now she's sick today. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it happened. It first started on Sunday. So you might say Sunday she
came down.
Okay. You will say she's sick now, but she'll be up again.
Up and about.
All right, she'll be up and about by.
By Thursday, you know, or a couple of days.
Okay. Make sure, you know, just kind of indefinite time, you know, just nothing real. You say, so we'll get there.
We'll get there when you see us.
Okay. We'll all meet in the great yonder by and
by. By and by.
How about, if my voice continues like this, I'm going to get all...
hoarse.
Yeah. And, what do you call it?
Cough.
Okay. And it might say, I better go to sleep. I'm feeling a little...
drowsy.
Okay. And at 6 o'clock, I'll...
What, 6 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get up?
All right. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
Okay. And if your brother was asleep and your mother told you, he's still sleeping, better go...
get him up.
Okay. Any other terms you might use there?
It's my brother. You can dump a tub of water on him. He might help.
Okay.
Rousing.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're stone
deaf.
Okay. And if a person began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say that he blank a lot in the hot
sun. Sweated a lot.
Okay. And what do you call one of those sores that swells up, comes to a head?
Boils.
Okay. And what do you call the stuff inside of it?
The pus, fluid.
Okay, anything else? Okay, now if you got some infection on your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to.
Swelled up.
Okay, and you might say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay, and if it's not infected, it probably won't.
It's not infected.
It probably won't blanket.
Swell up anymore.
Okay, and when you get a blister, what do you call the liquid inside of that?
Just fluid, water.
Okay, and in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, or not yours, or somebody's arm, you say they have a
wound.
Okay, this one is weird. How about this is a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out, and it's a kind of
gangrene.
Well, no, I don't think so.
If it's gonna be burned out.
How about sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum, and. If it doesn't, you know, when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge.
What, pus?
Okay, how about, it's called some kind of flesh. Have you heard anything called something flesh?
No.
Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. If you get just a little scrape on your finger, you put some of that,
what is it, my methylate, mercuricum, iodine.
Okay. And years ago when you got yellow fever, they used to give you this to take the fever down. What's the stuff they used to give you to take the fever down? Real bitter.
You got me.
It comes from barks of trees. And the pills that you take for fever.
Sulfur? It's bitter. Sulfur's bitter.
Yeah, it used to be given as a tonic for malaria. I tell you, they have people that drink gin.
Tonic?
Yeah, it's they use it in tonic now. Real bitter. It's very, very bitter. They say that's as bitter as
quinine.
And if if a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he.
He's dead. He died.
Okay. And any crude or humorous ways of talking about somebody dying? Like, say, hit.
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Passed on.
Okay. How, you might say,
going to the great reward in the sky.
Okay, you might say, I don't know what he died
of.